This is more interesting, more challenging than any car I've ever driven. It can be high adventure.
Alan Page's been all over the field all afternoon.
It was Alan Page who really did it. Double H.
Number 88, Alan Page, was the first man to get to the ball carrier.
Page, number 88, in my opinion, is one of the finest defensive tackles in football.
It was just seeing his physical presence, seeing the number 88 I loved on those purple jerseys, and he just looked kind of like a scary figure, I think, to most people. But to me, he looked like a superhero.
We have a marker down, a marker is down, and number 88, Alan Page, is arguing vehemently.
My overdeveloped sense of injustice. Something that would happen that I thought was unfair.
The fact that he was always focused on the greater good. While he was playing football, he also went to law school, which seems incredible that you would have a top NFL player going to law school at the same time, but he did that.
Here's a guy, one of the greatest NFL players ever. Instead of using that fame for personal wealth, he went into public service.
The reality is that you either stagnate or you grow. You only grow by experiencing things, whether it was football, the law, running, the Page Foundation, writing children's books. I wouldn't be the person that I am now without those experiences, without that growth.